Thank you for staying with Sharad and I on Consider This. Let's continue our conversation about the plan to reopen schools on a staggered basis from the 24th of June, starting with Form 5 and Upper 6 students first. Joining us on the line, Ganakumaran Subramaniam, Head of the School of Education at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia. Gana, good evening. Thank you for joining us tonight. Now, I'm going to begin with a three-pronged question. Just how damaging has the closures of school been for students? Which group of students have been the most affected? And can the quote-unquote damage be reversed in the coming months?
Okay, thank you for having me on the show. How damaging the situation has been? I think the situation has been quite damaging globally, and not just in Malaysia. Because everybody was caught unaware in terms of how expensive this situation is going to be. And I think largely we were unprepared, teachers, students, and the whole, sort of community was unprepared for what we were about to face. Who were most affected? I think, again, the answer, if I look at schools, and this is based on, I don't think there's any statistics out there yet, but based on my discussions with some school principals and headmasters, roughly 20 to 25% of students in most schools, perhaps not in the urban schools, but in a lot of schools would have suffered from a lack of connection with their learning. Can the damage be repaired in the future? It is going to be a challenge. Students have lost a lot of learning time. And I think what we need to do is we need to think about, going forward, how do we look at repairing the damage to the best of our ability? Maybe we need to look at our curriculum, which is bloated at this point of time, and say, so let's remove some of the bloat from the curriculum. Let's focus on the core important subjects that are, relevant for students to progress, and take them through that at the moment. And I think we need to make this very difficult and critical decisions, going forward.
Gana, I want to ask you if you could help us focus on the teachers who are there to deliver the curriculum. There are probably huge expectations for them to pivot towards online learning. And now, as you say, perhaps in thinking about or reimagining education and the curriculum, to trim the fat, focus on the core. Are teachers prepared to do that? I mean, will they be happy, in fact, to go along with these new ideas about delivering the curriculum?
Okay, I mean, to be fair to teachers, they were taken by surprise as well. In many schools, teachers and the school setup was not ready for moving on to online education. The ministry did its part. It provided some training for teachers, to begin to teach online. And I think most of the teachers were game triers. They tried their best to use whatever means possible. Though the ministry recommended, e-learning platforms and Google Classroom and Google Meet and so on. But, teachers went on to use whatever they could, WhatsApp even. But I think the critical point here is that, are teachers ready? Do they have the skills and competence to teach online? And now, to look at revisioning the curriculum and delivering it in another way.
Okay.
And because of this staggered idea of returning to school, I think one of the critical points we miss out, we talk about teachers being trained and teachers being ready. We forget that learner readiness should also be there. Whether learners know how to use the digital tools to access the learning that, they're supposed to access.
Sorry to interrupt you, Gana, about touching on the idea of being ready, right? I'm just wondering why, given all the, we've heard that there's been difficulties with learning from home, distance learning, why has why, in your opinion, has almost every other economic, social and religious activity have been allowed to resume almost completely, but not schools, at least not fully? Why is that?
I think the challenge is that, you know, our environment, our school environment, are quite packed, quite compact. You know, the infrastructure currently is something that does not allow perhaps social distancing, you know, the kind of healthcare issues that need to be taken care of. These are problems in the current school setup, because our classrooms are 40, 45, 50 in a lot of situations. So how do we manage this in that context? How do we ensure that the children are safe? How do you ensure the teachers are safe in this kind of environment? I think this is what's holding back the ministry while they plan and look at a way of slowly bringing things back in.
Okay, so it's the infrastructure and the facilities that's perhaps limiting that's requiring for a staggered approach returning to children to classrooms. Well, Gada, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We really appreciate your time. Unfortunately, that is all the time we have for you tonight on Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching, and good night.